This is the BBC.
Here's Monday Scott Mills Daily Podcast, a brand new week on bangers. Also, pop star Anne-Marie learned some regional insults from around the UK. And a week into Freshers Week, me and Chris have seen all the sights. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio. I did fancy you a bit though, yeah, I must say. I would rather I hadn't mugged myself on display. But this is just another case of female stopping play in an otherwise total result of a holiday.
I'm not trying to bull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit, you're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it.
It's so weird, you know all the words to that.
I love it. Every single word to that.
Do you know what? One of my earliest memories of Radio 1 was Hearing the Streets played for the first time. And it was played in the afternoons. And it was when Chris Moyles was on in the afternoons.
Sorry?
Ages ago. I know. Do you remember? Moyles? Chris Moyles.
Oh, yeah.
He played it in the afternoons and then ripped it apart.
Did he?
Yeah, it was like, I walked down the road, I look at a toad. I remember it so clearly. But I remember hearing it on Radio 1 for the first time. And the Streets are my favourite group ever.
Yeah. Well, he was always cutting edge, see? So he would like definitely rip into like all the coolest bands of the time. I'm Scott Mills.
You're in a strangely
fit, but you know it.
Aggy mood today.
Pardon?
Scott. You're a bit aggy.
I am a bit aggy, yeah.
Let all listeners know that Scott Mills is in a bit of a, I don't know, it's like you're in a bit of a...
I'm on the edge.
You're not like in a bad mood, but you could easily kick off at me at any point. You could easily go a bit Moyles yourself.
What do you mean?
Just everyone look out for it.
Right, it's fine.
You've already taken it out on me a bit today.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Coming up, we've got Craig David. Amazing mashup earlier with DJ Khaled and Rihanna and Stardust. The music sounds better than well thought. Mm. No one was expecting that.
And it was the way he went, wah, wah, wah. Like, love. Really went for it.
So we're going to play 7 days after Young'un, Bestie on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Sam in Sheffield says, Scott, you're feeling a little bit leave it, yeah? I'm all right.
You are a little bit leave it.
I'm all right, though. I'm all good. Hello to everyone I met in Ripon on Friday and Bangor, North Wales last night, including the local Headloo. That's the police,
mm-hmm.
who just came to the club to say hi and did a fake arrest on me.
Do you know what I love as well? I spotted over the weekend on your Insta that you went for a treat yourself to a carvery as
oh,
well.
Oh, the best!
Yeah?
You get two meats and a choice of gravy.
I bet you went big plate as well, because you're a baller.
I did go big plate.
Of course you did.
You know me.
What? Scott Mills.
So, my new tune of the week is coming up at 1:40. It's by Anne-Marie. And it's called Heavy, and she's going to be with us at 1:40 this afternoon. I love her.
Yeah, we're a big fan of her, and we just like her attitude with things.
One of my favourite things is that she says, you mug, a lot. Because from, like, South London, I think.
And because talking about the person that the song is about when she does it, but she really gives it some. You mug.
In Ciao Adios.
Hope you treat her better than you treated me. You mug.
Oh, I love her. She's so cool.
That was a big weekend this year. But there must be some, like, regional variations of you mug, right?
Definitely.
From around the UK.
Scott Mills.
One. BBC.
Radio 1.
Hello, Anne-Marie.
Hello.
You're my tune of the week.
Oh, I know. Thank you so much. Do you actually like it?
Do you...
Yeah, it's not forced down from on high.
Do you know, I heard it on my phone. Not always the best thing, is it? Because I didn't have my headphones with me, and I was like... Oh, it's still good, even on the phone speaker.
Good.
So I think that's a good kind of judge of it, you know?
Yeah, it is.
Are you really proud of it?
Yeah, I'm happy with it. I felt like I needed to put out a song like this because Ciao Adios and Alarm are quite aggy.
Yeah.
And like, which I'm fine, I love being aggy, it's all right. But with this one, I felt like I needed to show a different, more vulnerable side.
So we're going to play it in a minute. Obviously, a lot of people won't have heard it. So what is it? How's it different?
Well, for me, this story is about when you come out of the honeymoon period and everything starts to annoy you. Like, everything. Like, even the way they breathe and that.
What is a dumpable offence for you? Are you talking, like, the farting stage, or are you...
No, I think farts all right.
Leaving the door open in the bathroom stage?
I can't really tell at the moment what is that stage.
What you're saying is everything's brilliant for ages and then suddenly there hits a point where you're like, oh, actually, I'm not quite sure about this.
No, it's really annoying me. And it used to be really cute.
Obviously, you don't need to name any names, but what is, from any one of them, if there have been more than one, what was the one thing where it started to turn? You're like, oh, I can't stand that.
Probably just like, maybe taking up more of the bed than they should.
Right. Mm.
That annoys me.
Yeah, but these aren't... So what you're saying here is not major things. You've had this,
no,
Scott.
No.
God, some of the stuff you've moaned at me about people, and you're like, I'm not sure I could actually deal with that.
Well, and yeah, I mean, do you remember that time where he left the butter out of the fridge?
Yeah. You weren't keen on that.
No, well, I like soft butter, so that I feel all right about that.
Right. See, everyone's different.
Yeah.
It's not hard to notice that one of your favourite phrases is, you mug.
Yeah.
How many times a day do you reckon you use that?
I reckon I use about 26 times in a day.
Have you been on EastEnders yet? That needs to happen at some point.
I would love that. You know, my guitarist, his dream is to be an extra on EastEnders.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, surely we can make this happen.
I know. I need to do it. And my pianist wants to be the...
You're sorry?
My pianist. My keyboardist wants to be the voice that does the announcements on the train. That's his dream. So I've got to help them live their dreams. My drummer hasn't got a dream yet.
He's got no aspirations whatsoever. Yeah. I think you going in and one scene in EastEnders to the barman or something, just you mug, and it should just be that straight up.
That
yeah, to Danny Dyer.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
Here's Anne-Marie doing it on stage at Radio 1's Big Weekend during Ciao Adios.
Hope you treat her better than you treated me. You mug, I'm mug to you.
He is a mug, though.
Just fits so well, doesn't it?
I like calling him that. He was a mug.
But there are other phrases in different regions of the UK which are similar to you mug.
Scott Mills.
Anne-Marie's here, often famous for saying you mug. Where does that originate from and what does it mean?
I don't know how to explain it without swearing.
Okay.
Try.
It's like idiot.
Like, yeah, idiot.
Or?
Like, horrible person.
Right.
Or, like, donut.
It does actually feature quite a lot in Towie and that.
Well, Love Island, it was Muggy.
Muggy. Oh, yeah.
Muggy. Yeah.
Muggy was really on.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is, obviously, there'll be regional versions of you, mug. We're going to go around the UK now and find out what they are.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
This is a great idea.
This is so good.
All right,
so
and then you can work them into your set. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Depending on where you are.
You can put it into Ciao Adios.
Honestly, I'm going to do it.
Right, here we
I'm
go.
I'm going to do it.
Right, so Anne-Marie will start with the London/Essex phrase.
You mug.
You salad.
I like that.
That's a good one.
Chris.
You cactus.
I like that, yeah.
Tom in Liverpool, hello.
Hello, how
are you? What's your local insult?
It's blurt.
Spell that for me.
B-L-U-R-T.
Blurt.
Blurt.
Yeah.
You blurt.
You blurt. I'm onto you. Yeah, that can work. What does that mean then?
It's basically when someone's a real idiot.
Right, same.
Instead of saying idiot, it's like you proper blurt.
Let's try blurt in Ciao Adios. Hope
you treat her better than you treated me. You blurt. I'm onto you.
It's great. And where's that for then, Tom? That's Liverpool, right?
Yep, okay, nice. Liam's next in Newcastle. Liam.
Hello.
What's yours?
You Raji.
You Raji.
You Raji.
Try it again.
Hope you treat her better than you treated me. You Raji. I'm on...
Oh, that's quite hard to do, that one. You Raji.
And where will that go down well?
In Newcastle.
Okay.
Nice.
Libby in Portsmouth. Hi.
Hi.
Hello. What's your local one?
So I actually have two. Is that allowed?
Yeah.
Okay, so the first one is Dinlo.
I've heard that one.
I like
I'm from Southampton, so I know about Dinlo.
Absolute Dinlo.
It's a good one.
And the other one is Squinny.
I've heard that as well.
Squinny.
South Coast insults.
What does that mean?
So Squinny is basically someone who moans a lot or complains a lot. You can do a variation, so you can do you squin bag.
I love this.
Can it be you, Squin?
Yeah, you, Squin.
Right, let's try that.
Hope you treat her better than you treated me. You, Squin.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
like that one. It's good, like Squin.
I think anything with bag on the end of it as well is good.
You,
know what I mean?
Squin.
You,
bag.
Squin bag.
Yeah, but it needs to be like one syllable, like mug.
Yeah.
Squin. I'm learning a lot here, are you, Chris?
Yeah,
I've learned a lot.
Right, let's play another tune and we'll come back.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Got any more?
Another
Your
one?
Turn.
I got another one. You absolute carpet. I got a few more, two more.
Okay, right, we'll go around again. Really thought you were going to say something else there, so it's all good. Still got my job. Rachel, where are you? Swansea?
Yeah, Swansea.
Go on, what's yours?
Proper gomper.
proper gomper?
Yeah.
Gomper.
I've never heard that one.
Have you ever heard of you tup?
Tup.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was stupid.
Right.
But yeah, proper gomper, somebody who was like facially unfortunate or maybe a bit stupid.
Facially unfortunate.
I couldn't think of a more politically correct way to put it.
No, it's beautifully done.
Thanks, Fonzie.
So poetic. Facially unfortunate. Gomper.
I'm sorry, you're facially unfortunate.
Oh, can't say that. Imagine being called that.
Thank you very much, Swansea. Anne-Marie, if we could have your others, please.
All right. I've got you absolute mouse mat.
Mouse mat?
Yeah.
And it's retro as well.
Let's try you mouse mat.
If you treat her better than you're treating me, you mouse mat.
You. Yeah, you definitely got to switch it up every time, I think, from now on.
Yeah, I think so.
Just
too.
Like, you know, if you've got your set list in front of you, get whoever's in charge to, like, write a word in just like, for the
donut
time.
Most mouse mat.
Yeah.
I got flip flop and all.
That's
flip-flop.
A great one. That's a great one.
Yeah.
Well, we've learned a lot of different things from a lot of different parts of the country today. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was lovely.
It's been kind of educational as well.
Very
as
culturally
well as fun.
Educational.
Yeah. Listen, we're really enjoying Tune of the Week. Heavy. We're playing it every day. And Anne-Marie, always good to see you.
Thank you.
Just for your laugh, really, if anything.
I know so much. So much, ain't it?
No, but I love it.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
What, for you?
Yeah.
Well, every time you laugh, you're like, oh, I'm knackered.
Yeah, honestly. I'm literally nearly, like, done by, like, 3 p.m. Because it's like a scream. So I'm like, oh, okay. But yeah, thanks for having me.
Good to see you.
Scott Mills.
CNCO Little Mix, Reggaeton Lento on BBC Radio 1. I still think we could easily make one of those songs. Like, easy.
Well, let's do it.
Like, right, you know, like, just pretend to know a bit of Spanish. Don't actually know any at all. See, also Justin Bieber, Despacito, can't sing it live. But sounds convincing on the recording.
Easy to say, though, Scott. But you're saying easy to do as well.
Babes, I learned the whole of Despacito, just saying.
Okay.
And then, pretend to know Spanish for a bit, like for one song. Tour all of South America. Monies.
Mm.
Monies. You know what I'm saying?
You want
how
us to
hard
become...
How hard can it be?
So you want us to become massive reggaeton artists.
Yes.
And let that be the way how we earn our money.
Yeah, like a fake Spanish.
Well, it's an interesting theory.
Like I said, Justin Bieber.
Scott Mills.
It's nearly our 50th anniversary, so it's Radio 1's greatest hits. Sounded amazing, by the way, at the weekend.
Yeah.
So good with Abby McCarthy at the weekend.
And it's wicked as well, because it just reminds you what a massive station Radio 1 is.
It's
and,
the biggest and when radio these, station in the world.
And when these songs were first played. And like my experience of Radio 1, your experience of Radio 1 for the first time, like, you know this, I know you cringe a little bit when I say it, but I used to be a big fan of this show. Like, and that's pretty mad to think of now. You back in the day there. Yeah,
back in the day there with my spiky hair.
Coming through my radio. Inspiring me.
What do you, like, do you, are there like definite memories you remember of Radio 1 from back in the day?
I remember there was like these legendary moments with Moyles where I genuinely found him so funny. There was these times like that show was incredible and I used to love listening to it. There was times that you've done these really funny things that I remember like listening and thinking, oh my god, it's the best.
Yeah, that did happen at some points, yeah.
Flirt Divert.
Oh!
That angry Scottish guy that you...
yeah!
Things like that, though. And you just think Radio 1 is... I love being part of Radio 1 because of those moments and because of, obviously, the music, but also just what Radio 1 is as a station.
We're nearly at 50 years of Radio 1. There's a special station, which we'll tell you about more in a couple of weeks at the end of the month, and we're playing some of Radio 1's greatest hits. That sounded amazing.
Scott Mills. I'm selfish. If I'm lucky, I'll meet you.
If I'm lucky, baby, I get
That is Jason Derulo, new music, If I'm Lucky, on BBC Radio 1.
Why has he dropped his name at the front of it, Scott, do we think?
Someone... He recorded most of it over the other side of the room, singing like this over here somewhere.
So Jason from Middlesbrough has been on saying he loves the sassy claps in that.
Yeah, it was
the
quite
sassy claps. Yeah, what's a sassy clap like then? That's only sassy because you're pulling a sassy face with it. It's not really the clapping.
I was out in South Wales at the weekend. Mm. Met some lovely people, including a girl called Rachel, who I promised I'd say hi to today. Happy birthday, Rachel. She's so depressed. Do you know why?
Okay.
Because she's 26. You know what that means, don't you? And this is a real thing, honestly. She's like, I'm so depressed because it means I'm now in the overs on X Factor.
Do you know what? It was, you broke this to me when I was actually then in the overs on X Factor.
But and I was speaking to her mate and she was like, it's happened to me last year. I was 26 last year. I'm now in the overs. It's over for me.
Is 26 the limit on the overs then?
I think it's 25 or over, right?
Wow.
It does make you feel a bit old, right?
Well, yeah, of course it does. Yeah, you're in the overs.
God, I'm one of the overs now.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, let's do this.
This
is
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Proving that Radio 1 really is international. Hello, Dana.
Hello.
How you going?
Yeah, really good, thank you.
So you're in actual Australia right now?
I am in Australia, sitting in my bedroom.
Okay, what time is it there?
It's about 11:30.
In morning,
11:45.
Evening?
11:45.
At night?
Like 9.
What, yeah. And you're just listening to the show?
Yeah, I was just had a shower and then I just was procrastinating before I went to bed. So.
And whereabouts in Australia are you?
So I'm from Wagga Wagga in New South Wales.
Don't laugh.
And I have been to Yass.
Have you been to Yass?
Yes, I have.
When was that? There is a place called Yass in Australia.
Canberra, we have to drive through Yass.
Okay,
of course.
So I've been there heaps of times.
So are you just outside Sydney right now?
No, I'm about 4 hours, four and a half hours away. So I'm in the countryside.
Sorry, yeah, it's quite big Australia, isn't it? I forget. This is blowing Chris's mind, by the way, because he doesn't get time zones. He's can it be 11:45 somewhere in the world at night?
I've never really seen the point of time zones.
He doesn't really get it. He's like, everyone should be on the same time.
Yeah, just like, if it's dark, it's dark. Deal with it, sort of thing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, well, I think it was like last Christmas, I actually tweeted into the show, and you were about, like, really, you're like, how are we in the future?
Yeah, you are in the future.
Blew your mind.
Like, it's nearly where you are. It's nearly Tuesday. That's blowing my mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that you went to Yass. So when you were in Yass, did you just walk around just going, Yass?
No, I didn't do that. It was before Yass was a thing on your show.
Okay.
I haven't been to Canberra for a while.
Do you listen to our show, like, every day live or podcast or what is it?
Usually podcast, but I try to listen live sometimes. But I've been listening to old podcasts on using Unofficial Mills. So I've been like, I'm right back in 2010 or something.
Oh, wow. Yes, Unofficial Mills.
Do you call them poddies in Australia?
Well, I don't know anyone else that listens to your show, which is sad because it's amazing.
Oh, well, just tell your friends about the poddo.
Yeah.
Right, so here's what I've got for you today on Bangers. Jump in the Pool by Friendly Fires. I bet you've got a pool, haven't you?
I do, actually.
Is it raised?
Yeah, is it raised or...
It is raised, yeah.
Yeah, good. If it's not raised, then you're nobody.
No, but you always say it's not good if you've got a raised pool.
Oh.
That's your theory's always been. You don't like that.
So yours isn't built in, no?
No, it's a raised. But
yeah,
like
I've
my
got
parents
you. Okay,
that's tacky.
Tacky, sorry, I'm joking. Anyway, that's my banger, or you can have Chris's, which is this.
I've really gone in today with this one. This is a tune. This is Pendulum, Propane Nightmares.
Both good tunes. Dana, up to you.
Well, I've actually never heard either of those tunes.
What?
Oh, yeah, it's because you're in the future, but also weirdly in the past.
Yes. Well, they're both good. They're both upbeat. It's a hard choice.
Yeah.
Especially since I haven't heard any of them. So
even your voice is making me want a chocolate malt right now.
I love your Australian accent. I remember my birthday's actually on Australia Day. So I remember a few years ago you had like a party and you failed at it.
Straight day.
It's great. This, we're just all having a catch up here. So, what would you like to
hear? What would you like to hear?
Sorry. I'd like to hear Chris's, please.
Good.
Oh, okay, good. How handy that you picked an Australian band.
I know, it was meant to be.
Right. She'd never heard of either of them, though.
Yeah, she'd never heard.
I loved her. Good call. This is taking me back to Sundown Festival, Pendulum Live. What an experience. That's from Matt in Norwich. Also, someone else, Jake, saying, amazing. What a tune. But how come she's never heard of either of those songs? Do they not have music in Australia? No, it's just behind. It's all.
I remember when Pendulum were on... here's a bit behind. Pendulum were on at Big Weekend... I can't remember which one it was there. And they were, oh, it was so good. And I remember I just went mad.
I actually remember this, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Went full in, yeah. Big Up the Wagger says, someone who used to live there, now resident in Glasgow. Sean in Stoke, not happy with today's decision.
No.
Fair play. So, Chris wins with Pendulum on Radio 1 for Bangers today.
Scott Mills, one. BBC.
Radio 1. I'm Scott Mills, 3:15. Hello, if you're a fresher, you're probably just waking up about now or getting up. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show for you.
Me and Scott here are DJing a lot of freshers nights. It's been good fun so far.
There's always someone that at every freshers gig, though, that is kind of the stand-up person,
yeah,
you remember.
Yeah.
Last night, shout out to the guy in Bangor in North Wales who... thought that I couldn't see him, so kept popping up above the DJ pit like all the time, like, hiya! And I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, you've did that before. Hi again! It's like, yeah, okay, right. So what you're
like whack-a-mole. You need to sort of...
He was kind of like...
A comedy hammer or something.
Crouching down and then, like, springing back up again like it was like a new thing. It's like, yeah, you've done it for 15 minutes now, mate.
Wicked. Well, I would like to nominate a guy I met last night for Man of the Match. I think he's winning freshers, and I'll be interested to know if anyone can beat this. So I decided to play Bang Bang by Nicki Minaj, right?
Right.
And it was a bit of a random one. I haven't played it for ages, but I just thought, oh, I might play this. So I thought it'd be then good to kind of look out to the crowd. And I said, basically, if you know the rap in this song, I'd like to bring you up on stage and perform the rap. I thought it could be quite a funny moment, right?
Right, okay. Not be funny, that's quite niche. Who knows the rap to Bang Bang?
You'd be surprised.
Really?
And anyway, a few people were sort of waving their hands. This was at Southampton Uni last night where I was DJing. A few people waving their hands. And then I saw this guy and he was really enthusiastic about it. And I was thinking, I don't know, he doesn't strike me as someone that would be a Nicki Minaj fan. Like just first impressions kind of thing.
But he wanted to get involved.
But he wanted to get involved. And so I brought him up and I whispered in his ear, said, do you know the words to the rap? He's like, yeah. So I gave him a microphone at that exact moment. And what happened next was extraordinary. He just started screaming.
Okay, I've got this here.
It gets worse.
What's he doing?
It's just sort of... It was weird. He just went into a trance, sort of. But then the crowd started to go mad for it.
He's just going, ugh!
Moment,
definitely doesn't know the rap.
He dropped the mic and stage dived.
No, he did not.
He's a dude. Someone managed to film this. I think a couple of people filmed it. I put it up on my Twitter. Man of the match for freshers so far, unless anyone can beat that.
Also, shout out to the girl in Lincoln, where we were the other night. The Chinese girl with the pink hair. Do you remember her? Dropped a WKD?
Yes.
Woman of the match.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
We talked about this a bit before on the show, but sometimes Chris just watches videos that annoy him on purpose. Why do you do that?
I don't know. I think it's the same way that when you go and watch a horror film, you do it to scare you. It's not necessarily a nice feeling.
Yeah.
But it's sort of... I don't know. I can't explain it. But you maybe know, it's just being a bit bitter. I don't know.
Yeah, you know full well, like when you're going to put that video on, you know it's going to really
know it's
annoy,
annoy
you,
me.
But you still watch it.
I don't derive pleasure from watching it.
No.
In any sense.
But it's kind of like you want to annoy yourself.
Yeah.
Tell everyone what your favourite annoying video is at the moment, please.
Oh, it seems a bit off when we're talking about sort of Radio 1's greatest moments over the last 50
no,
years.
No, right. Radio 1 is amazing. It's the best radio station in the whole world. But, like everywhere, it's going to have low points.
Well, got to try and say.
What's that low point for you?
Well, for me, it's a video from Radio 1's big weekend in 2011 where Vernon Kay does The Running Man.
I mean, it's terrible.
And
I remember I was there. I was on that stage.
There's one moment where he basically goes to do The Running Man, and it's to the LMFAO song.
Yeah. Put it on your social media now so people can see.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, because you know what everyone's like? They start atting people in.
Oh, yeah.
People are at Vernon into it.
Oh, no, I love Vernon.
Yeah, we love Vernon, but
a low point. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he starts The Running Man, but then he's mistimed the song because he doesn't know it very well.
Ah!
And then he has to stop and then go again. And that's the bit that I sort of die a little bit inside.
But he does it with so much confidence. Like, yeah. Look at the smile on his face. Like, he looks like...
I'll put it up on Twitter so people can see what
have
it
a
is.
Look.
Yeah,
all go right. And have a look. And see if it annoys you as much as it annoys Chris, because it really does get you every time, doesn't it?
Mm.
Sometimes you text me about it, like, late at night. It's like, just watch The Running Man again. Mm. And, it, like, I know that it annoys you.
I like watching him. He's cool, but this is ridiculous, this thing.
Right. Put it up.
I'll put it up.
Put it up.
Scott Mills.
Oh, by the way, all freshers last night, I was pretending to be both you and Greg James for quite some time.
Oh, wait.
There was some girl that was like, I loved you like 24 years at the Tap End. I was like, thanks very much. And then another girl was like, can I be on the Going Home song tomorrow? I was like, yeah, sure you can. Here's my go-to annoying video. John Barrowman.
Oh, yeah.
This is tonight's The Night.
Cool.
Please welcome your host, John Barrowman.
See, I can't bear it.
Rubbish.
But I do still watch it. Oh, there's no need, John.
Scott Mills.
Good afternoon, Greg James.
Nice to see you both sober.
Yeah.
You
right?
I have a quiz for you.
You ever got a quiz?
Yeah, it's...
Oh, by the way, can you say hello to Liv at Bangor Uni, who I spent the whole night last night pretending to be you? She was like, can I go on the Going Home song? I was like, yeah, sure you can.
Hi, Liv.
That's Liv.
Liv
she
at Bangor.
I was you.
Yeah. Oh, well, hi, Liv.
Bangor.
I hope she had a lovely night.
Yeah, she did.
I've got a quiz for you.
Okay.
It's... And up for grabs is... Well, it's not up for grabs, but I'm going to put your career on the line.
Oh, I like this.
If you don't get 7 or more out of 10,
right,
then you're being farmed off to the Radio 1 Old People's Home, which is Radio 2.
Right. I mean, it's going to happen at some point.
So. Okay. Oh, this is awesome.
So it's a slang quiz that I found online on the Radio 4 website. I think you might like this.
All right, Grandad.
No. Well, this is...
We'll see.
I actually think this game should be called All Right, Grandad.
Okay, great.
Okay, so here we go with a round of All Right, Grandad.
All right,
so
Grandad. What do I have to do?
I want you to play that thing there that I've given you.
Yeah.
And then you've got to tell me what the slang words mean in standard received English.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Is this me and Chris or just me?
No,
this
just you.
This is just you. There's seven or more out of
7?
And you stay. Under 7, you're off.
It's my last show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Extra. Dying. Peng. Mandem. Koch. Deep it. Pagan. Low key. Chirpsin. Ops.
Okay, 10 phrases or words.
Sorry, that went quicker than I thought.
Really
it would.
Go again.
Extra, dying, peng, mandem, koch, deep it, pagan, low key, chirpsin, ops.
Okay, so we'll go for the first one. Extra. What do you think extra means? Do you think extra means beautiful?
I think that's beautiful.
Over the top or free?
Like extra is like, yeah, fit.
Okay.
True?
Good. No, I'm just not going to tell you the answer now.
Peng is attractive. Peng.
So, dying is the next one.
Right.
So, does that mean fake? Does it mean smelly? Or does it mean laughing?
Anyone want to help me? Or?
No one's helping.
It's all
like,
right.
I know.
Right, fine. Well, I'll do the quiz on my own here.
Mm-hmm. Right, so, dying, fake, smelly, or laughing?
Laughing.
Okay, we'll do one more and then I'll give you the responses at 4:10.
Koch.
No, we'll do peng next. So, you think peng
is
what? I
said peng, like attractive, like hot, fit.
Okay, fine.
Or like...
Okay, yeah. One more then. Koch, what do you reckon?
Like cuddle.
You think it means cuddle?
Yeah, like I want to koch with you.
Okay, fine. Well, we'll get your responses in a minute when you play a song, and then I'll deliver you your fate at 4:10.
Okay, excellent.
Okay.
on That's My Last Show.
All right, Grandad.
That's oh, no. This is the first game of All Right, Grandad.
And the last.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
And Scott Mills, Chris Stark, hello.
Hey, hi, love.
It's 4:10 and it's time to reveal whether or not that was your last show on Radio 1, Scott.
I know.
Okay,
Spencer's killing me.
Mad stakes on this game.
Big, big stakes. Stakes are high. The slang quiz that I found on the Radio 4 website.
Right.
It's very good, actually. Mm-hmm. So it's 10 slang words, and you have to go through the little quiz, and it gives you a mark out of 10 at the end.
Right.
You've got the final one to do there. The final one, do you want to go for that? Just okay, to register so your final one.
Question 10 out of 10 here, Scott. What does ops mean? This is what Radio 1 management should do this to all DJs once a year.
Yeah.
Ops is a kind of check.
Ops is definitely plans.
So it's secret, plans, or enemy?
Yeah, plans.
Okay, plans. Fine.
In it, though.
Okay.
Am I still on Radio 1? Go.
We'll find out. So, for extra, that was the first one. What did you say the answer was?
Like, I said like kind of...
Well, he actually...
I said beautiful.
You said beautiful. Okay,
like,
let's...
Attractive.
Let's find out.
Extra. Someone who is over the top or unnecessarily dramatic.
Okay, that's across then.
That is the incorrect answer.
Okay, good.
The next one was dying. Your answer was...
Laughing.
Laughing, let's find out.
Dying. Laughing... Derived from I'm dying of laughter.
Yes.
Good work. There you go.
Still in touch.
Next one was peng. What did you say?
I said like...
You weren't sure on this one.
No, I said... Actually, I was. I said attractive, exceptional, attractive.
Peng. Exceptional. Often in the context of how attractive someone is.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay, next one. Mandem.
Mandem.
What did you go for?
We didn't answer this one on air, but it's like a group of blokes.
It is. It's a group of male friends.
Friends, yeah.
Mandem, a group of male friends,
well originally
used in the Caribbean, now common in UK usage.
There you go.
I think you'll find this is why I'm still on, lad.
Exactly, yeah.
Koch was the next one.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I think it means kind of like chill. In Wales, spelt C-W-T-C-H, which means to hug or cuddle.
Wow.
Koch. To rest up or relax.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
On Welsh there, Scott.
Thank you
really have improved that.
Who'd have thought it?
Trying to get bonus points. Deep it was the next one. So what do you think deep it
is? I don't think we answered this one, did we?
We did. You weren't 100% sure, but weirdly, I think you might have got it right. What does it mean, Greg?
Deep it. To take everything in and think about it.
Pretty good.
Okay.
Take it in deep. Uh-huh. Deep it.
Okay, we're on to 7.
Pagan. Next. What did you make of pagan?
Someone that, like, what did I say? Like not a trustworthy person.
Yeah. That's what you said.
I think.
Yeah. Okay. What's the answer?
Yeah.
Pagan. Someone you don't trust.
Oh!
A couple more now.
Okay.
You're getting...
Here we go.
This is pretty good. Low-key. Low-key was the next one.
Like keeping it... I don't know.
You said private.
Private. Keeping it private.
Low-key. To enjoy something without drawing attention to it.
Mm, okay. There we go.
A couple more.
Right.
Chirpsing.
Like flirting with someone.
Chirpsing. To flirt or to attempt to woo
very
a romantic
good.
Interest.
Very
it's
good.
It's like I wrote this quiz myself.
The
I
last
didn't.
One was tricky.
The final one is ops. What did you make of ops?
Well, you thought ops was... you thought it was your enemy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry. You thought it was... No, that is the answer, I believe, Greg.
Right.
Well, what did Scott say?
What did I say?
Scott said something very, very different.
Ops. Your enemy.
Oh.
You said it was plans.
I said it was plans. However, your result, 8 out of 10, you really do know your mandem from your ops. Respect. Thank you very much.
Still on Radio 1.
Which
still
means on. Your contract has been extended.
Yes!
Congratulations to you. I'll find another quiz for you another day. I liked it.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1, and on the show after the live lounge will be Royal Blood. Scott Mills.